First time I'm speaking to this Madrash. It's here. I always like to excuse myself first that English is not my first language. You have the best English, so you have to excuse me. Not always I have the right word, the right expression. I'm trying my best to get the message across. Before Pesach, preparing for Pesach and Seder. The beginning of the Seder is the Inyan of Mishtana Laila, then Kol HaLailos. Lailos, the time of Choshech, the time of darkness. It's Ramazan. Every Indian of Choshech, Ruch needs to go away. The Choshech of Eilam Hazeh, Chazal say, Choshech be Laila, the Eilam Hazeh, it's Eilam Hazeh, Dain of the Laila. Eilam Hazeh is Dain of the Laila, it's a Choshech. In other words, Ruch is a Rukus, it's not Mizgalus in this world, it's the Hester. That's called the Choshech of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the Choshech. The Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only we went out of the Choshech, it's really a preparation of Matan Torah. The final phase of Yetzias Mitzrayim is HaSinai, Matan Torah, Yetziach HaSam Mitzrayim, Tavdim, Yisrokim, Al Har Hazeh. And Matan Torah, you also find the Choshech. Not only a Choshech, Choshech Onan Barofel, a big Choshech. And Adarabba, Choshech, Islamish Mishapach became from Choshech to Or. The Pasuk says, Ama Hoychem B'Choshech, Rohu Or Godo. Not only they see Or, they see Or Godo, bigger, greater. Choshech Nigash El Arofel, Al Shashamu Elokim. Went into the Arofa, into dense Choshech, into very, very strong Choshech, and Shasham, there he found the Lakim, found the Lakus. So the whole Torah is built on that Yisoid, that Torah has to be Mahapach, has to change over the Choshech of Oyel Mazeh, not only to Oyel, but to Oyel Godot. If you know, Ikir Shechina is b'tachtoinim. Ikir Shechina is not in the Elyoinim. The opposite, it's in the Tachtoinim, in the Eilim Hazeh. If you want to find the Rebbeinu Shel Eilim, you have to find him in this world. Because in this world, the Rebbeinu Shel Eilim is much more present, much more sort of accessible than the Eilim Hazeh Elyoinim. Torah is the Oyer that makes Nevroam, makes the creation, makes the people find the Rebbeinu Shel Eilim. It's a big chiddush of Torah in a place where they thought that's choshech, not a rabbi. It's the choshech Hashasham Elokim. It's called the Neir. The Neir is something that lights the choshech. Oir is the oir, there's a Neir too. The Neir means it's something that's used in the Laila to change over the choshech of the Laila to oir. So, I don't know if you're so much familiar with gematrias, sometimes I like to use a gematria. So, Or Godol is gematria Ner. Oma Hoychem B'Choshech, Rohu Or Godol. So, Or Godol, Ner is really Or Godol. Because not only is it Or, it could also change over to the darkness of the Laila, to change it over to Or. So, the first word of Sechtes Pesachim, which the first word is a big chiddush, the Gemara has a big shakalitarian. And what does Or mean? The first word is Or la'albasa boitkem asachomitz la'or ha'ner. You put a ner in the laila, and Or la'albasa, it's called the Or la'albasa. The Gemara has a whole kashas, terutzim, rayas. What Or means? And the Gemara ends that Or means night. The Oil HaBosom is the night of the HaBosom, not on the day of the HaBosom, but the night. Even Shoinim asked the Kashan, they said, man, say, man, you're a Muslim on it. Why does the Tana call Choshech Oir? Laila's, the Choshech Kar Laila. The Torah says that the Choshech is called Laila. And why does the Tana say Oir? If it's Laila, so it's Choshech. So why did the Tana, the Rishayim asked the Kash, why did the Tana, why was he Mahapach Choshech to Oir? So the Pnimis, of course, the Pshat, there's many in Yonan, but the Pnimis, it could be Meramis, that's the whole key word of Masechtas Pesachim, when the Tana brings us into the Parsha of Pesach, to the night of Pesach, to the Yitzis Mitzrayim, by showing us that Laila becomes Oir. It should say Laila, but I change it over to Oir. Because the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that the Laila, Yitziacha Hashem Mitzrayim Laila. The Bereshit took you out of Mitzrayim Laila. Not a remez, the Rishitavis, Yitziacha Hashem Mitzrayim Laila is Alekim. Alekim is usually Midas Adin, Choshech. Teva, you know, it's Matri Yalikim, HaTeva is Matri Yalikim. And the Rishon made changed over and showed us that the whole Teva, the whole nature, and everything that seems to conceal the presence of Hashem is really, if you learn Torah, you'll find that not only doesn't it conceal the presence of Hashem, it reveals the presence of Hashem. It's Megala, because everything which seems to us externally, like a Choshech, is in Pnimius really an Oir Gadol? Not only is an Oir, it's a great Oir. It looks like a Choshech because you don't understand it. It's such a big Oir that you can't be masig it. You can't behold what it is until you learn Torah, and then you'll find the Oir Agonis, the hidden Oir. So Oir is really Oir Larbasa, that's the Oir of Pesach. That's the key word of the whole Masechtas Pesachim. So the Indian of Oir, which took us out of Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is called the Beis Asurim. A Beis Avadim is like a Beis Asurim, a jail. A place of captivity, of jail. You're not cheres, you're not free. You're oppressed through the Mitzrayim. So oppression, captivity, that's Golus Mitzrayim. So the main cheres of Adam, the freedom of Adam, freedom always means not that you could, the world today, the modern world and the idea of liberty and freedom is suffering from a big misconception. It doesn't mean freedom, doesn't mean that you do what you want to do. It could mean in the oimik, in the depth, it could mean that, but you have to define it. Freedom means that you do what you were created to do, what you're supposed to do. That means freedom. A person who really wants to do it instinctively, naturally, he wants to do what he's supposed to do. Like all animals, everything wants to do. They have a desire, they have an urge to do what they're created to do. But the exception is the Adam, that he has also a Yetzahara, Nefesh HaBahamas, and he could sort of abuse his real Ratzon and strange, foreign Ratzonis could conceal on his true Ratzon. You know, the true Ratzon of a Yid is to do Ratzon Hashem, because that's why he was created for, that's his Bria. But he has to get rid of the concealment of his true Ratzon, of the Yetzahara, of the Choshech. It sort of diverts his Ratzon to retain his Zorim, to retain his that he really doesn't want. In other words, it's not he that wants, his Taiva, his Yetzahara. And that makes him in a big captivity. Because someone who does what he's supposed to do, and that's what he really wants to do, that's why he was created to do. So then he's a ben chayr. Then it's chayrus. Then it's called chayrus. he follows his natural, sort of track, what he was created to do. And if he goes astray, so then he's in a big captivity, in a big oppression. He thinks he wants it, but he's really forced by his Yetzer Hara. So that's the meaning of Mitzrayim, it's an oppression. So the Oymik of Adam, what was Adam created to do? What's the creation of Adam? We wouldn't go in Proteus, but say, just generally speaking, a person is a Hoylach. A person is supposed to be a Hoylach. Hoylach means you always have to go from one Madrega to the next Madrega. You never stay on the same level, on the same Madrega. A person always wants, has to be promoted. He has to be go in a higher Madrega. And that's, we see the nature of a person is always, in every field that he does, every profession that he is in, whatever he does, he always tries to progress, to go further, to go higher. If you're a politician, you want to become the president. Anything, you want to be the biggest. You never like to stay in the same on the same level. You get bored from staying on the same level. Because that's the creation of a person. He has to steig. He has to go from Madrega to Madrega. So of course, that's the real steiging. The real going higher and. And it means in Ruchnis, you go closer to Hashem, you become a higher person, a greater person, and a higher person. So that's called Yerahoylich. Yerahoylich from Madrega to Madrega. As Halech Lefnei Hashem, Halech Lefnei Hashem. Tzadikim Ein La Menuche, Loi Boilem Azel, Loi Boilem Abba, Yelchi Maichai Lelchoy. You go from one Madrega to the next Madrega, never stay on the same Madrega. So that's a hoyluch. If you can't be a hoyluch, the Yetzirah doesn't let you be a hoyluch. Not only you're not a hoyluch, you don't even know what halicha means. You never really experience a real halicha. So then you're in a big base of asur. In other words, you're in captivity. You can't go. You're not a becharim. You don't do what you're supposed to do. You're oppressed by like you're handcuffed. Your feet are cuffed. You can't go. You're in a base of surim. So in other words, if you want to define Mitzrayim, Golus Mitzrayim, it's called the Golus Hashorshi, the biggest Golus. So Agaburcha also explained a little the ending of Mitzrayim. Sometimes it could be a certain confusion. Of course, it needs a more harichistic beer, a more broad beer explanation in the Indian, but I'll just touch on it. You know, the Mitzrayim is called the Golus Asharshi, the root, the shayrish of all golis, the golis that includes all golis. Klaus had many golis, basically, it's considered four golis. Bavel, Moda, Yavim, Edom, four Golis, Arba Golis. But the shorish of all Golis is Golis Mitzrayim. Golis Mitzrayim is the Golis HaShorish. So in other words, it seems to be that Mitzrayim is the biggest Tumah. There's no bigger Tumah than Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the creation of Klal Yisrael is Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you go out of the Tumah, in other words, Mitzrayim and Tumah and Sitrachar and everything that's bad, everything that's evil, everything that's connected to Ketusha is symbolized by Mitzrayim. So which place does Amalek come in? Amalek is the Shurish. You know, Amalek is Timcha Zecher, Amalek. So what's worse? Is Mitzrayim worse? Is Amalek worse? What's Mitzrayim? What's Amalek? So of course, it needs a more lengthy explanation, but just touching on it, seems to be that Amalek is worse. Amalek is connected to Klal Yisrael. There's Kedushas Yisrael, and Umazah, there's Tumas Amalek. There's also the concept of Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael, and the opposite of Eretz Yisrael is Mitzrayim. Well, Mitzrayim is not a nation. There are Mitzrayim, but when you speak about Mitzrayim, you always speak about Eretz Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim themselves are not considered such a big tumah, you know. Das ist Sa'avmitzvah. Das Pasuk Lois ist Sa'avmitzvah. Don't how's Sa'avmitzvah in English? Chepa. Huh?
Chepa.
Oh, Yiddish. It's not exactly Chepa. Don't be Ma'asmitzvah. Don't
despise.
Huh? Despise. But Dor Shlishi Yavolam B'Kal Hashem. Geri Yisabarza. No? But Eretz Mitzrayim is the exact opposite of Eretz Yisrael. You find the Torah says that the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Loike Eretz Mitzrayim. It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim. There's Eretz Yisrael, and the opposite of that is Eretz Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and there's a lav to live in Mitzrayim. There's no love in the Torah to live in any place besides Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim, Asher Yisam is Mitzrayim, Hayim, Leisivim, Leroysam, Oidadoylam, don't go back to Mitzrayim. In other words, Mitzrayim is like a neighbor of Eretz Yisrael, and it's like the biggest enemy of Eretz Yisrael. I'll take you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, the Baruch Hashem says, and I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So one of the milos of Eretz Yisrael is, it's a place where you could go from Madrega to Madrega. Hamahalach Dalad Amis Beretz Yisrael, Chazal say. You go Dalad Amis Beretz Yisrael, Zamuftachi, Ben Oilam Abo. So it's an Indian which Chazal mean, Malach Dalad Amis, that you're an Ahoilach. You're Ahoilach in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz Achayim. And David HaMelech says, As Halach Lefnei Hashem, the Eretz Yisachayim. In Eretz Achaim, I could be a Hoyluch Lefnei Hashem, I could go from Madrega from Madrega. It's a very deep, very nice and very deep taich from the Balatani on the Salach Lefnei Hashem, Baratz Achaim. Tani is explains Bariches that the Pnimius of Elikus is Dafkin in this world. There's a Chtsoinius of Elikus and there's a Pnimius. Pnimius means that the real meaning, the real definition of, the real understanding of Elikus, of godliness, of neshama, that's dafk in this world. When a person serves Hashem in this world, and he breaks through the darkness of Olam Hazeh, he sees the light, toich ha-choshech, so then he's Mamshech Elokus, he's Megala Elokus in this world. He becomes like a Beis HaMikdash, which is Megala, the Indian of the Shechina B'Tachtoin. That's the Tachas of a person. That's how he teaches, Salach, I will lead the Salach Lefnei Hashem, the Pnimis of Hashem, in the Arts of Sachai. The Arts of Sachaim, I will bring down the Pnimis of Elikus. So Eretz Yisrael is a place where you're a Hoyluch of Nei Hashem. You can be a Hoyluch from Madrega to Madrega. You're a Mahaluch in Eretz Yisrael. So Mitzrayim is a place you can't go. You can't go from, you're deprived of this cheres of being a Hoyluch. You're oppressed. You can't go from Madrega to Madrega. Because in Choshech you can't go. You go in the oil. Because going, what does it mean that you go from one Madrega to the next Madrega? It means that, like the Pasuk says, that the oil of Tzadikim, ka'or noiga, the oil of Tzadikim is like an oil. Oil noiga, it's a great oil. That oil of oil ad nechayin ayayin becomes lighter, becomes even lighter, becomes lighter. Till nechayin ayayin, then it's the middle of the day, the full sunlight, completely great. The great oil, which is called Lechoin Ayon. So tzaddik means when you go from one madrega to the next madrega, means that you become a higher person. You have a more a clearer amuna, a clearer asoga in the Rabbi Nishlal. You're connected. You're more connected with Ruchnis, with Neshama, with the Rabbi Nishlal. And one day is not like the other day. One day you're masik, the Rabbi Nishlal. A certain madrega, then you go up to the higher madrega. Person that never experienced such a halicha thinks that halicha, going closer to Hashem, means you're more frum. Yesterday you were so frum, and now you're even more frum. Next day it'll be even frumer. For first you weren't makpid on this chumer, and then now you're makpid on this chumer. But that doesn't mean halicha. In other words, it could bring to halicha, it could be achana to halicha. That's one of the nyanim that could make you go, but that's not the only thing. It's one of the achanas that can make, of course, frumkeit and chumras. If it's not taking out too much, if it's al pitur, if it's right, it's a right chumra, so then, of course, it could help you go dali, but that's not alicha. If you're from on davening, that could help you daven good, but you have to daven. Well, daven doesn't mean you're from on davening. Daven means you have to daven. You have to be in a matzav. You have to put yourself in a matzav that you're a matzav of davening. That's and then when it becomes the Baruch Hashem helps you, and then you daven. And you feel mamish every word, you feel the sweetness of every word, the sweetness of saying to the Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atu Hashem, and you feel it mamish, you feel it, and mamish come to Madrega of Dveikus, so now you daven better. You're from Kait and davening, you daven, you daven or whatever, you have chumras and daven, there was a chana to that, there was one of the chanas, not only the only chana, one of the chanas that bring you closer, but that's not called halicha, it prepares you to halicha. In other words, like Chazal say, also in many many places, also in the beginning of Pesachim, that halicha you always have to go bechitoiv, yetze bechitoiv, v'yove bechitoiv. When you go on a derech, you have to go when it's toiv. Toiv means oir. You don't go at night. You shouldn't go at night. Tom tchachem al yetze yichidi balayla. You don't go on the derech at night. A boike ar, a nashim shulch. Came Boiker and the Nashim went on the Derech. In other words, you go on a Derech when it's light. Because Erech Tzadikim, Ka'er Noiga, the Derech of Tzadikim is light. Comes lighter, comes even lighter. Chazal tell us that someone who is a Kechumre by Shammai, Kechumre by Silu, all of Nama Ksil Bachoshech Hoylech. The Ksil goes in the Choshech. In other words, by Ksil, what does Halicha mean? Chumras, that's called Halicha. So he starts to do Chumras. He did all the Chumrei Beisil, now he's doing all the Chumrei Beishama. He does like the Chumrei Beisil, and never gets finished with his Chumras. Because Halicha means Chumras. So since by him, Halicha means Chumras, that means he's not a Hoylach. He doesn't know what Halicha means. He's a Ksil. Exil b'chayshah haylich. He goes in the chayshah. That's not called halicha. You have to go b'chitayv, yelach b'chitayv, yetzah b'chitayv, yaveh b'chitayv. You go in oir. You don't go in chayshah. So oisa that someone does kechumri b'shamah, kechumri b'sul. That's a simon. That's a sign. It's a symptom that he's exil, and that's why b'chayshah haylich. His halicha is chayshah. Then he doesn't get finished with his chumras, and he does like all types of chumras, all chumras that he could find. He does. Kechumrei b'shamah, kechumrei b'sul. Halicha means oir. Halicha means you go on oir. The real definition of halicha, we are taught by Pinchas ben Yair. And Pinchas ben Yair made a braisa, and in that braisa he defined for us, and he taught us how to go, how to be a hoylach. He told us that Torah revealed the zehiras. As he hears, maybe they zerizes, and zerizes maybe they nikias, and so on. The preachers and chassidus and another till you come to Ruach HaKodesh, you come to another yereschet Ruach HaKodesh tchias amesim. You come to all madrigas. That's called halicha. You go. And the Mr. Sisharim did for us a big chesed, and he explained. He opened up the explanation of this bride so that we should know. To go on the Mesilas Yisharim, on the way that Yisharim go, the Mesila of the Yisharim that go from Madrega to Madrega. That's why it's called Pinchas ben Yori, because Pinchas is Gematria, again a Gematria is Oir, with the Koyla. Gematria is, you can be Moisev. I'll explain it now what it means, but you can be Moisev one. Say a short explanation, because one. Let's say if mathematics, if mispar, if the chachma sacheshman, chachma mathematics, we only have the number one. We wouldn't have any other numbers. Only let's imagine that we only have the number one. Then one is not a cheshbon. Everything is one. This is, you don't have to have a cheshbon to everything is one. One is not a mitzvah. Once you have two, so you're beginning to count. One, there's one, and there's two. But if everything would be one, then it's not pshat that there would be a mispah, but a mispah only goes to one. There's no mispah. There's no if only one is something, so there's no mispah. That's why there's deeper reasons, but that's the, when the chacham zacheshem, the chacham of gematria, could add on one, because one is not considered a mispah. You find in the Torah, has a makor in the Torah to add on one, because the Torah says, Tispur Hamishim Yoim, and we only count Memtes Yoim, because one to add on. Torah says there was Shivim Nefesh that came to Mitzrayim, it's Chosarachas, Samach Tes, could add on one. The Torah says Aborim Yakenu, and you only Lamates Malkis, could add on one. So, Svarim speak that there's a lot of Mekoris of adding on one to a Mispur, it's called the Koilu. Ones that do gematries are called the koil. That's the Aram one. There's one smachta to that. But there's many rimozim on that. It says Ephraim Nashik Yeruvim Vishumim Yehudim. So if you would say you would count the gematry of Ephraim and Nasha, it's one more than Yeruvim Vishumim. So the Taich Ephraim and Nasha, which is one more than Yeruvim Vishumim, is Kiruvim Vishumim. That's the same. Because you could add on the koil. So Ur with the Koil is Gematria Pinchas. And Yori is Ur, Pinchas ben Yori. The Gemara says that Pinchas ben Yori was Oisig always in Pidyon Shavua. He was Oisig in Poida to redeem, to bring to Cheris the Shavuim, the ones that were in captivity. So he gave money to the captives and he took them out to Cheres. It was Isaac in the Inyan of Cheres. So one of the big Inyan of Pinchas ben Yori, there was Isaac in Cheres. The biggest Cheres he ever did could be that he made this braisa. He made the braisa that taught us how to go out to Cheres. Because someone is Nabesu Asurim, it means he's in a Choshech. Like the Pasuk says, you say it, the Chassidim say it, Vamincha Erev Shabbos, Yoshe Choshev Salmovas, Asir Ani Varza. That's the Pasuk is speaking about the Yoshev Beis Asurim. He's in a jail. And that's why he has to bring a Toida. So he's a Yoshe Choshev Salmovas. He's in a Choshev, he's in a jail, he's in a Choshev. He's in a Beis Asurim. And when he goes out of the Choshev, that means he goes to the earth, becomes to earth. So if someone is exiled, he doesn't know how to go, so he's not choishech, he's not beis osurim, he can't go. Pinchas ben Yori taught him how to go, how to be a hoylech. He taught him to be a hoylech, to go. And that's his biggest pidyon shvum that he ever did. He taught people to go out of the beis osurim. A person learns musar, learns mesudas yisharim, and he takes upon himself to be always a hoylech, to try his best always to be a hoylech, not to be in the same adrege. So then he went out to Cheres. So Pesach night gives us this Indian of Cheres, this idea of Cheres, this Madrega of Cheres, that we start in the Meya Sphere. A sphere is like a sample of a halicha of a person till it comes to its final destination, which is called Matan Torah. Matan Torah is Pshat, you come to such a Madrega of Ponim, Beponim, Divra Hashem, Emachem, become so close to Hashem, become so attached to Hashem, become such a Madrega of Dveikus. There's no halicha afterwards. Of course, you're always a hoylech, but the hoylech always in the same place. You go higher, but in the same address. You don't have to change from one derech to the other derech, from one midot to the other midot. In the same dveikis, it's always madrega after madrega. So, but the meisfir is going till you come to that destination, that place, the final stage, which is called Matan Torah. In Matan Torah it says, I was now like relative to before, I was now an oimed. In other words, I came to a place where that's the place, that's what we have to reach. So we go out of the base of Surah Mitzrayim, and we start our Halicha in the Emei Sphere, and we go the Halicha is such a sample of the Halicha of a person, 7 weeks, 7 weeks is like 70 years, that you mentioned saying about 70, Sabmidos, there's Sabmidos, and we work on all the Midas, then we come to Matan Torah, which is the Dveikus, the real Dveikus of Ponim, Dibra Hashem Imachem. So that's the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the Dveikus. A person should always go from Madrega to Madrega. So God will also explain a little, say that a person has to go from Madrega to Madrega. And Chazal say that Kol HaGodlam HaChaveiro, Yitzra HaGodlam. Someone who's bigger than his Chaver, is a greater person than his Chaver, he has a bigger Yetzahar. So that needs explanation, because of course a big person doesn't have the Yetzaharas of a small person. You could say that a small person, he's about Taiva. When a person works on himself, he works, that's how it goes. That's Pshat in Avodas Hashem is not that we work on this world like a person who has to chop wood, work hard and the whole day, and then he'll get a salary, he'll get a schar. That's not how it works, the Avodas Hashem. In other words, you work in the Boilem Hazeh, you chop wood for 120 years, and you work, and you work, and you'll get schar Boilem Abba. It doesn't work that way. It works that you go from Madrid, you have a Me'ein Olam Abba on this world. Bikir becomes Nizgal Shabbos. Shabbos and Me'ein Olam Abba. A person like works in the weekdays, and the Madrid is the scarves to the Rabbi Nishlam, the Zoycha through the work in the weekdays, becomes Nizgal Shabbos, and he has it on this world too. And then the Shabbos leaves an impression on the next week. And like this, he goes from Madrega, he's a Ben Olam Abba in this world too. Ben, this Alam Chatir B'chayecha. We have a person who works in this world, he also goes from Madrega, which is very similar, like he's going by Olam Abba, like the Schar of the Mitzvah. A person works in this world, he becomes a great person. Not he becomes the same person and only gets Schar by Olam Abba. He becomes greater, he becomes bigger, he goes from Madrega to Madrega. That's how Avodas Hashem works. That's very, they're simple and they're plain and fundamental, that a big person doesn't have the Yetzirah of a small person. A person has a Yetzirah like a big Yetzirah that he wants, he has a passion to do all teyavos in the world, all bad things in the world. He's a small person. Of course he's a small person. A big, great person has, not only doesn't do bad things, he doesn't want to do bad things. He's completely very far from everything that's bad, that's low. So what's Pshat Kol HaGodol Mechaveir? Yitzra Godol Man, you work and become a smaller person. A person has a big Yitzhar, he's a smaller person. So what's Pshat in that? So you can explain it like this. Of course he has a bigger Yitzhar, but it doesn't work the same way that Yitzhar of a smaller person. The Moshav could be, you see certain governments, like the governments in England, the parliamentary system of government. They have it in Israel too. It works different than America. There are parties, a coalition governments. Parties, two parties, 100 parties, whatever. And you make a platform, together, combined, and then they form the government. They form the government, they're the government. And they put their person to lead it, but he's only a president, he's only the premier, whatever. As long as he keeps the coalition together. If the coalition falls apart, then he's no more premier. It's a coalition government. So you always find that the party that's not in the coalition, it's not in the government, they make a lot of noise. They criticize the government. They say you should do like this, you should do like that, and that's it. They say clearly what their position is. They don't, with no psharas. They say what they want. No compromises. You know, whatever they say. They make a lot of noise. And they criticize. And they say that's what's supposed to be. That's what's supposed. As soon as they get in the coalition, so they become quiet. And they're now part of the government. Notice, they made already a compromise. They compromised with this party, they compromised with that party. That's going to be our platform, and that's, we're going, as long as you give us that, we'll give you that, and we compromised, and we're now the government. not a party that's outside of the government. We're the government. And all koilus yachdolim, all koilus stop. They leave the Medina. So that's the mashal. The Yetzirah, sometimes it's part of the government. Sometimes the Yetzirah is not part of the government. The Yetzirah of a small person, he's part of the coalition. He has a day. They listen to him. He has a day on the whole and the whole snahagis of the person. Of course, that Yetzirah wouldn't tell you to a yeshiva b'chol chas v'shalom to be mechal Shabbos, because the yeshiva wouldn't listen to him. He knows the yeshiva wouldn't listen to him. On the opposite, if once you start working that it should be mechal Shabbos, the yeshiva b'chol might not listen to him. Not anything. He knows. I'll start listening to the yetzirah, I'll be a mechal Shabbos. So I'm not listening to you. Every yetzirah that's going to come up to him, he'll just throw it away because he knows that he can't listen to the yetzirah. The yetzirah, if you start listening, he'll be chas v'shalom a goy. So the Yetzirah can't. That Yetzirah doesn't work. Doesn't say he made a compromise. That Yetzirah made a compromise. He'll only tell him what the Yetzirah feels that he'll listen to. I'll tell you, no, it's Bein Hazmanim. You don't have to learn Bein Hazmanim. No, take it easy. No, you have to rest a little. Oh, the Yeshiva Baruch is going to listen to him, and whatever he's going to tell him. You know, you don't have to be so firm. You know, you have to enjoy yourself too. Don't be so. Listen to him. He has a day. By the tzaddik, he's a great person. The Yetzirah is out of the government. He's not part of the government. He doesn't have any influence on the tzaddik. He has no power, he's powerless. So he's a party that goes outside of the government. So then he could say what he wants. He'll tell the tzaddik, be over the way you deserve, be a machal Shabbos, be an apikurus, be. He'll tell him everything, he'll go with all the works. Because he wouldn't be listened anyway, so maybe he'll make a lot of koilus. Maybe the tzaddik, he'll be mevalgul the tzaddik, he'll whatever. So that's a different yitzhar. Kala gadol machavera yitzhar gadol mani. That the yitzhar is more aggressive. He's a lot. He makes a lot of noise. He's like outside of the party. He works with all his koyches because he anyway doesn't have a yitzhar. The yitzhar has no influence on him. So he's a great person. The Yetzirah is not part of him. If a great person doesn't mean he doesn't have a Yetzirah. It means the Yetzirah is not part of him. The Yetzirah is like a goy on the outside that makes a lot of noise. But a smaller person, he and his Yetzirah are b'shalom. They're together. They're leading the whole mahal of hachaim of this person. So the meaning of Pesach is not to be a hoylach. Well, it teaches you that you have to get the Yetzirah out of the system. Get him out of the system. And then you'll be a tzaddik and you'll be a real hoylach. Even you only have a bigger Yetzirah, but that's the halicha, that's called halicha, that you get him. So Pesach night, you get the Yetzirah out of completely. Chometz. Bal yiroh, bal yimotze. Bal yiroh lecha chometz, bal yimotze. Bal yiroh, b'chol sherecha. Completely out. And then you have a certain taste of what does it mean that someone doesn't have a Yetzirah? What does it mean that he doesn't have a Yetzirah? What does it mean a person that the Yetzirah is like a goy that's just making noise? It's so sweet. It's so gewaldig. It's so pure. It's moiry. So this enables you, gives you sort of a sample how to be a hoyt. That's what you want from you. Go on this madrig, be hoylach. In other words, don't be frum, be a hoylach. Now when the Yetzirah speaks about gaiva, don't be a big tzaddik and be honor. Just come to a madrig that gaiva is like talking Chinese. It's like gaiva doesn't talk to me. I don't understand what he wants. He wants him to become a gaiva. I don't understand what gaiva is. I don't understand. Gaiva is a joke. It's a big joke. That means it becomes lighter and it becomes lighter. Light means when you can define what's a metzius, what's not a metzius. When it's night, it means something that looks it's like a child. A child, when he sees a lot of snow, he means, oh, snow. But an older person, that snow is nothing. Snow melts in 2 days, it's going to melt. Nothing. He defines snow, light, snow is meaningless. Snow is meaningless. So same by tzaddikim. Gaiva is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything.
You don't have to fight it. It's going to melt. Just be medabik in the oyer, in the oyer of Torah, in the oyer of Avodas Hashem, and you'll see that it's a dimion, it's a mirage, it's a dimion. It doesn't mean, it's just a show, it's a clown. It doesn't mean anything. So that means that what's real metzias and what's not real metzias becomes clear by the tzaddik. It's a oyer. Oyer is a power to define metzias, define what's important, what's not important, what's negeya, what's not negeya, what should be part of, what I should consider important, what I should not consider important. That's aliha. That's aliha that you go from madrega to madrega. How much? It's 1:45. Is 2 or 3 minutes. It's a big Pesach. I know. It's a whole masechta. It's a whole shas. It's a lot of things going on Pesach. So that's one Indian how you could look at Pesach, the Indian of starting your halicha from madrega to madrega, getting rid of the chametz and seeing this ur. And the opposite, the laila itself becomes that. That's another big Indian that you should change over. In other words, you could see the ur in the chayshach too. But not only there's the ur, but there's the chayshach itself. Chayshach itself is also a big ur. It's the golus, like you go out of golus, now you're going out of golus. You're defining the golus. You see retroactively, Mafreya, that the golus was really a big oyer. It was only concealed, but really there was a hidden oyer golus, a big oyer golus in the tomb of Mitzrayim. So just touch on a little, very short, on a little ending of that, because of course everything is pariches. You know that Pchir was taken away from Paro. Paro said, "Mi Hashem Hashem." Koylan mentions the Akshas Leif Paro. Akshas Leif Paro. It's like the Rambam says, sometimes there's an Einish, a person has an Einish that takes away his Pchir. Every person has Pchir, free choice, but sometimes a person has an Einish that his Pchir is taken away. He's become such a big Russia, and once he's become such a big Russia, so he has no choice. He has to be a Russian. Svarim say that it's not completely lost. If he would be worked very, very hard, and it's not completely like lost case. No, he could still, but it's 99% and even more. Maybe he'll be a Russian. Pir was taken away from him. So every person has to understand that midah tova merub. There's a klal. If you have something by the satracha, the midah tova and the tzad of the kedusha is definitely this inyan. If a person could become such a big Russia to lose his pchir, and like he must be a Russian, so it must be on the other side, a person could be such a big tzaddik that he loses pchir, he'll have to be a tzaddik. He'll lose his pchir, he will be mukhrich to be a tzaddik. That's the Nekudah, which is in Zgala Pesach by night. That's Amach Kulam Tzadik. Every Yid, Tzadda, that he's Kudish B'Kedushis of a Yisrael, Kedushis Yisrael, in other words, the whole Inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim is that emerge Kedushis Yisrael. A person can never lose that Kedusha, which is called Kedushis Yisrael, and Kol Yisrael Yashlam Chaylik Loyim Abash, and I'm of Amach Kulam Tzadikim. They're all Tzadikim. Every Yid is a Tzadik. In other words, the Avos HaKadoshim, that they work themselves up on the ladder of Avodas Hashem, and they became such big tzaddikim, and they inherited their tzidkis, the doyrus, for generations to Klal Yisrael. We're B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov that worked on the Kedusha, which is called Kedushis Yisrael, and this Kedushis Yisrael was revealed by the children of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Became Nizgalah, in the Bonham, that the Bonham are like the Ovis, like we said in the Torah this week, V'heshev leiv Ovis al Bonham, leiv Bonham al Ovisam, that the Ovis, the Bonham, like the Lashon Ramban is, when the Bonham come to the Madrega of the Ovis, Ba'oz nechshevu geula, then they're geula. In other words, every species, every mean, every type of creation is moilut, is gives birth to the same. A cow has a cow or ox. Same mean. Oh, every mean has is more or less the same. But that's only if someone, that's his mean, that's essential materials, that's his mean. That's why a blackout doesn't have to be more than a blackout. A foolish person doesn't have to be more than a foolish person, could be more than a smart person. There's any of genes, but that's not mucher. You could be a smart person and have a child that's not smart. You have a tall person, have a child that's short, whatever. But Adam will have Adam. Adam wouldn't have a Bahem, because Adam, that's his essential materials. That's what he is. The other things are only adjectives. This type of Adam, this type. But what is he? What's the noun? What is he? He's Adam. Adam will have Adam. So Klal Yisrael is not an adjective on an Adam. It's a different type of Adam. It's a different species, which is called Yisrael. There's Adam, and there's Atem Kurim Adam that's called Yisrael. What's the mitzvah of Yisrael? Yisrael means that he's essentially a tzaddik. He's b'emes a tzaddik. He has only to bring it out, m'koyach al apoyel, to be b'poyel a tzaddik. But b'koyach, he's definitely a tzaddik. He's b'nei Avraham Yitzchak. B'nei Avraham Yitzchak, they became tzaddik. A tzaddik doesn't have to have a child, a tzaddik. He can be a Rosh ben tzaddik. But Yisrael has a child of Yisrael. And what's Yisrael? Yisrael is tzaddikim. Amach kulam tzaddikim. There's a nekuda that always worked themselves out, that they lost pchir of not being a tzaddik. They had, in order, became a metzias, a tzaddik like a creation, which is called tzaddik. And that you can't lose. Just like in the tumah parah, when Klaus went out of Mitzrayim, he was a tumah that was essentially tumah. So in the opposite way, it also became the same way. That Klal Yisrael went out of Golos, and they became essentially tzaddikim. Vani akshas lev Yisrael, they'll have to be tzaddikim. I'll give them such a k'shei erev. I'm k'shei erev out of them. They'll be such a k'shei erev, they'll have to be tzaddikim. So this nekuda that a Yid should know and should believe, and if he doesn't feel it, he should have a greater munna that's the mitzvah, that he is a tzaddik, and he could be a tzaddik, he only has to bring it out in the koyach al apoyel. So the Rebbe gives a siyata to Shemaya on Pesach night, that the person should be closer to the madrega. Not, it depends, not everyone knows about it, but his neshama definitely feels it, and it will have its effect even if his guf doesn't feel it. But it's of course better if you prepare for Pesach, and you daven that you should feel it in the guf too, that you're a tzaddik, and you have to be a tzaddik. This enables the Klal Yisrael to believe in their tzidkis. And once you believe in your tzidkis, and you know that you'll have to be a tzaddik. Boidem Abba, you'll definitely be a tzaddik. Lost his love, the Benjamin is going to make you a tzaddik. But you have to do it yourself. The Benjamin gave it as the schuz to work on it. So with that koyach, this gives us the energy, the koyach, the mood, and the siyat of the shmai, to go from madrega to madrega, till oirach tzaddikim, oir noiga, Hoy lekh oy ad khayn ayem hey men